You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our first reading, a reading from the first book of Tolkien, The Fellowship of the Ring, chapter 2, page 49 and page 60. "Hold it," said Gandalf, "and look closely." As Frodo did so, he saw fine lines, finer than finest pen strokes, running along the ring, outside and inside. Lines of fire that seemed to form the letters of flowing script. They shone piercingly bright and yet remote, as if out of a great depth. "I cannot read the fiery letters," said Frodo in a quivering voice. "No," said Gandalf. "But I can. The letters are elvish, of an ancient mode. But the language is that of Mordor, which I will not utter here. But this, in the common tongue, is what is said close enough. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them. It is only two lines of a verse long known in elven lore. Three rings for the elven kings under the sky. Seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone. Nine for the mortal men doomed to die. One for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them, in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie." He paused and then slowly in a deep voice, "This is the master ring, the one ring to rule them all. This is the one ring that he lost many ages ago to the great weakening of his power. He greatly desires it, but he must not get it." Frodo sat silent and motionless. Fear seemed to stretch out, a vast hand like dark cloud rising in the east, looming up to engulf him. And behold, when he washed the mud away, there in his hand lay a beautiful golden ring, and it shone and glittered in the sun, so that his heart was glad. But Sméagol had been watching him from behind a tree, and as Diagol gloated over the ring, Sméagol came softly from behind. "Give us that, Diagol, love," said Sméagol, over his friend's shoulder. "Because it is my birthday, my love, and I want it. I want it." "I don't care," said Diagol. "I have given you a present already, more than I could afford. I found this, and I'm going to keep it." "Oh, are you indeed, my love?" said Sméagol, and he caught Diagol by the throat and strangled him, because the gold looked so bright and beautiful. Then he put the ring on his finger. But Sméagol returned alone and found that none of his family could see him when he was wearing the ring. He was very pleased with this discovery, and he concealed it. And he used it to find out secrets and put his knowledge to crooked and malicious uses. He became sharp-eyed and keen-eared for all that was hurtful. The ring had given him power according to his stature. "But I have so little any of these things," said Frodo, You are wise and powerful. Will you not take the ring? No, cried Gandalf, springing to his feet. With that power, I should have power too great and terrible. And over me, the ring would gain power still greater and more deadly. His eyes flashed, and his face lit as by a fire within. Do not tempt me, for I do not wish to become like the Dark Lord himself. In these human words, God's word is heard.
Our gospel reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to you, to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of our salvation.
So our lesson for today, so our previous preaching series was about care, and primarily our what if any did you remember from that preaching series? Meron kayong naaalala?
The formula.
Ano yung formula? LG, no? The love of others plus the love of self is the only way you can love God. No? And the message there is that to be able to care for ourselves and for others, the fundamental thing you need to know is that you are loved. You have been loved from the day that you were born, and that you are loved the day that you return to the source of love. So we begin our preaching series with The Gospels and The Lord of the Rings by Tolkien. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. However, power only tempts and corrupts what is already inherently inside of us. No? There is nothing that power can corrupt that is not already there. For power to corrupt, it has to be pleasing and beautiful, like a golden ring glittering under the sun, no? Tulad nung nabasa natin, narinig natin. And therefore, power has to amplify what is possibly good in us, our skills, our intelligence, our gifts. It will never highlight what is broken, wounded, and limited. So, power is not inherently evil or corrupt in itself. No, parang electricity, kuryente. Nagagamit siya ng may ilaw, may ano, nagagamit siya for good. But we know the tendency of electricity, pag hindi mo siya kinontrol, or lumapit ka, tinawakan mo siya, tegi ka. patay ka, di ba? So, power, at least in the analogy or allegory of electricity, it has to be regulated. It has to be controlled. It has to be contained. Otherwise, kung ang kuryente mo ay sumasabog at kung saan-saan, it kills. So power is not inherently evil or corrupt. However, our ego tends to be drawn to power, and there is this dynamic interaction between power and ego. And here lies the corruption. Power amplifies what is our inherent stature or nature. As mentioned in The Lord of the Rings, page 52, Sméagol was given the power according to his stature, according to his nature. That the ring gave enhanced power according to stature or nature of the bearer. The thing about the ring of Sauron is that both power and ego was combined into one ring. So, nung ginagawa ko itong sermon, bigla ko na-imagine, so para palang Horcrux. Kung sa Harry Potter, parang Horcrux din pala yung sing-sing ni Sauron. Kasi his life, his power, his essence was imbued, majority of it, into that ring. His power and his ego was combined into the one ring, the very essence. Sauron's ego that forever seeks to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. His essence, the very essence of being a Maiar spirit. Now, if you're not familiar with the Tolkien mythology, Sauron as well as Gandalf are called as Maiar spirits or lower angels, parang ganyan, lower form of angels. So he placed his Maiar spirit into the ring. So what does the ring really do? It does two things, as mentioned. It amplifies the gift or the essence of the bearer or wearer. And secondly, the ego within the ring amplifies the ego of the bearer or the wearer to reflect its master's need to dominate others. That's why hobbits, may mga hobbits, creatures who can move so fast as almost invisible, was given the power, the actual power of invisibility. Yet as what turned Gollum and to some extent Bilbo Baggins, they also became selfish, greedy, and hot-tempered. And then when the ring was offered to Gandalf, no, sabi ni Frodo, wala naman akong lakas, wala akong kakayanan. You are powerful and you are wise. Kunin mo na, sayo na lang. Ikaw na bahala dito sa singsing na to. Gandalf said that through the ring, he will yield such great power, and the ring will wield within Gandalf a greater and more terrible power, because ina-amplify niya nga, di ba, yung power and yung ego. So, a Maiar creature din si angelic being in the flesh, si Gandalf. So, kaya nga sabi niya, I will be like unto the Dark Lord. Kasi pareho sila ng nature ni Sauron. This is the nature of power held in the hands of one or a few. We have seen this throughout our human story, from Napoleon to Hitler to various colonizers like Spain, Portugal, the British Empire, and today, China or the United States. From Caesars and pharaohs of old to the dictators, despots, and new colonizers of today, we have seen this. All of them believing that to wield power is to dominate, to rule, and to bind people unto a single truth. Kasalanan din ng church yan. A single governance, a single way of doing things, a single belief. Their ego, the need to be praised, to rule and control, and to consolidate the world around them. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bind them. But let us not look far. Ego and individualized power corrupts all of us. Lahat tayo, all of us. Kaya nga, what is politics? Politics is the dynamics of the power relations between people. So according to the social sciences, politics is a natural way of life. Natural yan in relationship, in community, in society, and in governance. The question is, how does this power use, and who controls this power? So let us not look far. Ego and individualized power corrupts all of us in every way. For we are living in a society and in a world that privileges, piniprivilege, ang centralized, sinecentralized, and individualized power through various means and ways. Number one, through the power of consumption, through the power of fame and popularity, and through the power of wealth and alliances. Jesus was confronted by the same lure and temptation to power. Jesus came face to face with his one ring, his own ring of power, that spoke unto what is already good and true in him. Kasi Jesus was, as we believe, is powerful. Already, no? Meron ng inherent power kay Jesus. What is already good and true in him, of what desires and tendencies within his humanity that can possibly be corrupted. The temptation of Jesus are these three things. Because like in his time of Roman occupation, during the Roman Empire, and as with us today, the very same trappings of ego and power and their structures exist. Jesus was tempted to turn stone into loaves and to eat already because he was hungry. Come, turn these stones into bread. I know you can. Kaya mo yan. You can eat anytime you wish. The lure of feeling empowered because you are able to consume. The feeling of empowerment because like the rich and powerful, you can make bread from stones. I feel empowered, affirmed, and validated because I can eat when I can and where I can. I am empowered because I can buy what I can and when I can. I will consume and purchase as I am able, regardless whether I need them or not. I feed this sense of empowerment through the purchasing power that I have. Diba? Ano ba yung shopaholic? Ano yun? The Diaries of a Shopaholic. Confessions of a Shopaholic. When you feel, merong ganong, kahit ako ha, I mean, nung tatrabaho ako noon sa Reuters, sa ano, I don't know if you experience that, yung pag nag-shopping ka o namili ka, there is this very subtle feeling of satisfaction in you that you have bought something. That you know that something is, ang ganda naman ng bago mong damit pagpasok mo sa office, di ba? Or kahit nga sa church, wow, bago ang cellphone, the latest, di ba? That subtle feeling that I feel empowered and affirmed simply because I can purchase. I can consume. Come and throw yourself from the heights of the temple so that everyone may see that indeed you are the Son of God. Make a show of your power that all may believe your claim as the Messiah. In short of saying, make a grand entrance. No? Production number, the grand entrance. yung kumbaga, di ba sa Oscars, minsan yung mga bumababa sa gitna ng ano, with the lights, with the pasabog and all, or yung mga concert ni Lady Gaga, or ni Celine sa Las Vegas, diba? Tumalong ka, sabi nung devil, tumalong ka sa tuktok ng templo, no? Eh ang templo syempre, ang daming crowd niyan sa baba. The priest that the not far from the temple was Pilate's palace. No, everyone will see your grand entrance. Make a grand entrance before the rich, the mighty and the powerful to tell them that you are the most powerful of them all. The lure of fame and popularity in order for our egos to be validated. Hence the song in The Greatest Showman. Panood nyo na ba?
Yes.
The saddest song there, it will never be enough. The ego's hunger for consolidated power, or in this case, for fame and applause, will never ever be enough. Power needs validation. Power that dominates needs attention and applause to affirm that it indeed it is doing what it thinks is good. After all, isn't it that the greatest crimes against humanity, the colonizers who killed millions of people, did all of it in the name of God and King, and were applauded by the people and the church in their home country? Worship me, I will give you all the wealth of the world that you can see before you. All of the world will be yours if you worship me, says the devil. The ego needs to be allied with fellow egos, and they need the wealth to perpetuate power. Wala kang power kung purita ka. Wala as in, you know. Si Jesus lang yata ang nag-iisang, I mean, and the prophets, who had the audacity of power without wealth. You know, but power in the standard of this world can only be power when you have the resources. The ego needs to be allied with fellow egos, and it needs wealth to perpetuate power. Is there anyone of us, in the individual sense, is there anyone of us who does not want to get rich? Diba, ano ang education system natin? Everyone has to look up to Henry C. and these people who became rags to riches, billionaires. Diba? Yan ang the ultimate goal is to come to a point in your life when you no longer need to work. You are young but no need to work because others are working for you and making money for you. Yan ang ating system ngayon. So is there anyone who doesn't want to be rich? Kami nga, tumataya kami sa loto eh. Oh, tumataya ni Lauren sa loto. Yet scripture tells us both in the Bible and in Tolkien that the lure of power is the lure of wealth as well as the lure of alliances with those who are already in power to worship them. Ang power structures niyan, for you to be powerful, kailangan mo makibody-body sa powerful din. Diba? Kaya nga si Saruman sa Lord of the Rings, diba? Umalay siya and he allied himself to Sauron. Yet scripture tells us in the Bible, both the Bible and Tolkien, that the lure of power is the lure of wealth as well as the lure of alliances with those who are already in power to worship them. Kaya anong sabi? Hail Caesar! May series si ano eh, si Caesar. Maganda yung series na yon. Hindi ko patapos. Panoorin nyo. Meron din doon mga keme na mga Bex. Hail Hitler! Diba? Hi, Hitler! Diba? Trump! For president.
Make America
great again. At meron akong narinig, hindi ko lang kung si Mocha to, sabi niya, ipagtatanggol ko si tatay kahit anong mangyari. Siya ang pag-asa. This is especially true in Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
When Hela, looking up into the dome of the palace, told Thor, "Where do you think all of Asgard's gold came from? Asgard is built upon the blood of 1,000,000,000 civilizations. So be careful if anyone who preaches to you, pagpapalain ka ni Lord, siksik, liglig at umaapaw. Remember what the devil told Jesus. Those who preach prosperity gospel, take and look and research. Most of the tele-evangelists who propagate prosperity gospel are those who support President Trump. See that some evangelicals locally support death penalty. Ano ka ma-imagine, no? But resist abortion. And because, at sabi ng isang senator, because Jesus, God allows death penalty because Jesus died on the cross. Parang baliktad. Kaya nga siya namatay. Para wala nang dapat mamatay. Diba? So some of the evangelicals support death penalty and the discrimination of LGBTs, even to the extent, stone them to death. Magkaroon ka ng personal relationship kay Lord at pagpapalain ka niya ng sobra-sobra. Sino kayang Lord yung tinutukoy nila? Si Sauron? Si Voldemort? Si Darth Sidious o si Darth Vader? Ang alam ko kasing Lord, ang sabi niya sa kanyang sulatin, sa sinulat about sa kanyang rich young man that he loved, ang sabi ni Lord, "Sell all you have, give to the poor, and follow me." Yun ang kilala kong Lord. And he was never a personal Lord. Do not be lured by the power structures of this world, by its prosperity gospel, by its lure to fame and popularity, or by its doctrine of power through consumption. Do not ever believe those feelings, subtle feelings, that are brought about by ego. Whenever you feel applauded, whenever you feel good because you bought a new luxury item, do not be swayed by the lie of your ego that for you to be significant, for you to be validated or affirmed, or for you to be loved, that you need to be powerful, famous, and filthy rich. Do not let the power of the world and its power structures amplify and corrupt what is good in you. Kasi consumption, di naman masama consumption. Talaga naman kailangan natin mag-consume. Kumain, bumili. Hindi naman masamang ma-affirm tayo, ma-validate tayo, or that people appreciate us for singing, for being a pastor, and preaching. Or for being graphic artist. Diba? Hindi naman masama yun. But when the things that you do and that your sense of self becomes about, your sense of value becomes about being in power, being above everyone else. Ay, ako ang Diyosa. Higit ako sa kanino man. Then, that's where we have a problem. Do not let the power structures of this world amplify and corrupt what is good in you. Resist the trappings and temptations of power like Gandalf did, like Jesus did. Carry and struggle with power. Pwede mo naman i-carry yan eh. Struggle with power if you must, like Frodo. But you always have to carry it with someone. For power to be truly good and used for good, for ego to be held in check, it can only be so when it is exercised and it is diluted when it is distributed to every person in the world in all of its diversity through community and a shared collective life of elves, of dwarves, of humans, of wizards, and of hobbits, when it is shared by everyone. It can only be good when power is shared to everyone. In the name of the one whose power through the Spirit poured out and distributed the power to all of us gathered here. Amen.